Returning from military service back into so-called normal society continues to be a challenge for many veterans. It doesn't help if they have difficulty getting Veterans Administration services. In Wyoming, the two VA hospitals have been criticized for the amount of time veterans need to wait to get care. Social service providers say they are trying to provide adequate services to a growing population of vets. David Allhusen is a senior social worker at the Casper VA Clinic, one of the satellite clinics set up to address the growing number of veterans who are returning to civilian life. He says veterans often face similar problems.
It's difficult for me to work, to go to school, to be with my family, and I need to know what's going on.
In Sheridan, another VA social worker, Deb Stevens, says PTSD and other trauma-related issues aren't the only problems.
Some people find themselves lost once they no longer have that mission that drives. And once you're kind of cut loose from that, sometimes it's a little hard to kind of find your grounding there.
David Poley knows this all too well. Poley is a veteran who's being treated in Casper for post-traumatic stress syndrome and other mental health issues 2 years after ending his military service. He says when he came back, he had 4 jobs in the first 9 months, and he found it difficult to succeed in the workplace. Poley says it was equally difficult to integrate into society.
Feels like you've been thrown into something and you don't have the instructions on how to get it done.
After years in the military, he remains on edge.
Always on watch, the idea that danger is lurking around the corner.
Another veteran, Amanda Huckabee, is still dealing with the trauma she faced as a member of the military reserve. She was sexually assaulted twice, and if that was not traumatic enough, the way the military handles such cases added to it.
In the civilian world, we have rape shield laws that protect victims, and that does not exist in the military justice system. It was more of an interrogation of me as a victim, and it was not a pleasant process, to say the least.
The incident led to severe PTSD. Huckabee has gotten care, but she's concerned that some important services are not available in Wyoming. She has to travel, for instance, to Colorado Springs to be part of a Wounded Warrior support group. Huckabee wants such support groups available in Wyoming. Travel, in fact, is a big issue in the state, and veterans say it limits access to care. But social worker David Allhusen says they are starting to address those concerns with telemedicine.
Yesterday, as an example, I saw veterans in Gillette, Warland, Evanston, and even Powell just in the course of 1 day.
Allhusen says they can provide assessments and emergency care this way. Wyoming U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis says even with technology, she's very concerned about whether the VA is adequately providing services for all Wyoming veterans. She continues to be concerned about wait times for VA care and says her office has taken matters into their own hands.
When we receive a call from a veteran who's been on a waiting list or whose health is deteriorating, we're trying to stay in touch with them and to get them services because they don't need sympathy, they need services.
Lemma says the VA has to do more, even if it means looking outside the administration for help. For example, by providing vouchers for private practitioners across the state so vets can get the care they need. Lemma says as the Veterans Administration undergoes more scrutiny in coming weeks, she hopes the organization takes a close look at how things can be improved in Wyoming so vets can get the care they need. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.